Some of the journalists in South Sudan have expressed fear for their jobs after the detention of Emmanuel Monchol, the editor-in-chief of the Dawn newspaper, has frightened media houses. Robert is a journalist who did not want to use his real name for fear of government reprisal.
Says the arrest sent fear for his work.
It was shock for us to receive the report about his arrest. This is not the first time the security operators are arresting journalists in South Sudan. It has been happening and is really something that has to stop. We don't feel safe because the moment we heard that one of our colleagues is arrested, it actually instilled fear in us. As we move around the town, we move knowing very well that maybe our days are numbered. Anytime, maybe we will be taken in. Because nowadays, there are a lot of tension in Juba. The rumors about tension, anything can happen anytime. So this kind of arrest has to stop. Journalists should be allowed to do their work effectively without fear.
Another journalist,
Okech Francis, is a journalist who says the media in South Sudan deserve respect and freedom to do their job.
The situation we journalists go through in this country is always very scary. Protection is very limited for us journalists in the way we do our work. And most of the times we are not looked at as friends. People tend to look at us as enemies, especially to the state. And when we see a person like Monchol being arrested like this, you don't understand why he was arrested. Nobody's explaining why he was arrested. They just pick him and go with him.
He says the detention of journalists is not the right thing for the government to do.
This really makes it more scary for us. Where is the future of journalism? At least we thought by now this country should have seen the need for journalists, the need for people who communicate to them issues that help in the development of the country. But it looks like they still want to sit down on us. They still want to really intimidate us, which is not really good.
Robert calls on the institutions that deal with the safety of journalists to come out to advocate for press freedom.
We like the media authority and the union of journalists to come on board to look into this issue, because we understand if anything happened, it should be the media authority that will handle the issue before the national security comes in. So we like to urge the union of journalists and the media authority to take this issue very seriously. These bodies that are concerned should stand up for journalists and protect them.
The National Security Service spokesperson did not respond to calls for comments of Monchol's detention. Deputy Kumuri later sent a text message that he would respond later because he was in a workshop. Achiro Josephine is the chairperson for the Association for Media Development in South Sudan. She says she is aware of Monchol's detention. She says they are currently engaging the spokespersons of the different government institutions to learn more about access to information.
In fact, we had the information. We are aware that he was arrested, but to be honest, we are still doing our best and to reach out to his friends, to the office, to the colleagues, to know exactly what happened and why he was arrested. We should not see journalists as a threat, rather we complement each other. We are good friends because we, as journalists, we don't do anything that will, you know, betray the image of the country. Rather, we are doing things that will make individuals to correct themselves. So freedom of expression and access to information and safety of journalists for us as AMLIS is paramount.
In 2013 and 2014, the president enacted the Media Authority Act, the Broadcasting Corporation Act, and the Right of Access to Information Act, which constitute the legal framework for the promotion of press freedom and access to information. But these laws have not prevented repeated and continuous press freedom violations by the National Security Service. According to the World Press Freedom Index 2024, published by Paris-based Reporter Without Borders, or RSF, South Sudan dropped to 136th position compared to last year's position of 118. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.